The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I got plenty. I got plenty of my something. We've all got it. Let's first of all, unless you're driving, let's applaud today's lovely fall weather. I mean, isn't it just a beautiful fall day? I mean, we all love fall. We've all convinced ourselves every day in fall is it's 71. It's autumnal. I've got my hoodie on, and I can wear shorts, and I can wear my Birkenstocks. Oh, and I can see the leaves. No, this is a lot of fall. Do not forget it. And by the way, fall's almost over, right? I mean, it's October
21st. That means we're a month in.
We're a month into this overrated season.
Two more months of this garbage, and then winter.
Yeah.
Think about that, people.
When you like it, it's summer-like. Just admit it, unless you're Dan Cook. Yeah, then Cook probably likes this day.
He's frolicking today.
I mean, he probably likes it. Come on. If you like today better than summer, you need to be sucked off the planet.
Do you care where they end up?
Uranus.
Go straight into
They got to go to another planet. Okay. So if they're going to go to another planet, Uranus.
Does it have to be a planet, or do they just float away in space?
Mm-mm. I'm assuming all the other planets, we just haven't discovered it yet, they're all inhabited.
Okay.
They're all inhabited by places where there's no social media, so they're all happy.
Good for them.
They're all content, you know, and they're you know. They don't have videos of their leader dumping poop on them, too, probably. Just a minor point. Hey, my name is, am I Dave or are you Dave?
I think you're Dave.
I'm Dave.
I'll be Bill today.
Okay. Chad and Dave, you heard Susie. You're going to get a little bit of Ari, a little bit of Susie in the news. We'll have Ask with Carter at 12:35, and then the man who wants to be the Attorney General again is going to join us at 2:05. He also made it very clear. Let's just be honest. We could play the soundbite at the fair that if Mary Moriarty was running, the hints were pretty damn clear, right? That he was going to run against
those.
Her.
I didn't catch those.
Oh, yeah. And I think the hints were pretty damn clear that if Tim Walz would not have announced that he's running for re-election, that he would be running for governor. Instead, he's running. And he's running against one person, not his opponent or other opponents coming in. He's running against Donald Trump, correct?
Seems like it. It's been a part of a lot of lawsuits against him.
That's it, right? He's running against Donald Trump. We'll do this all throughout the show. And I'm going to ask at least two or three of these questions to the Attorney General. If you were here, if you suck me off the planet, and sent me, let's go Pluto, even though it's not a planet. This show still calls Pluto a planet.
Patriot.
Yeah, we're not going to.
We stand behind Pluto here.
You know, all you Cook astronomy wannabes. We're not, you know, we respect Pluto.
Love Pluto.
We believe in Pluto. I believe in Pluto, the cartoon character, and I believe in the planet. I want nine planets. And then don't tell me there's 500 billion of them. You know, play your little games over there. There's nine.
Just guess what you want about what's out beyond the old Milky Way.
Yeah. And if you want to give us some funky names of other planets, go ahead. 651-461-9226. If you could ask Keith Ellison one question, what is it? I'll look at these throughout the show, and then he's going to join us for an extended visit at 2:05. He won a very close race.
I forgot how close
with
it was.
Jim Schultz.
About 1 point.
Yeah, very close. And it's not like he's been out of the news since. And I guarantee very early in the interview it's going to be fraud, fraud, fraud. Because this state is the country's leader in fraud. And there are a lot of people, for valid reasons, who are saying, hey, what about leadership? What about the governor? What about the attorney general? So Keith Ellison, 2:05, Tribune today, with a story about firearms in schools. Since the 21-22 academic year in Minnesota schools, 200 firearms, including about 150 handguns, have been found at school. That's almost three times the number found across the school years in another three-year period, 17 to 20. 30% of the nearly 700 firearms associated with student disciplinary incidents going back a quarter century when the Star Tribune did the analysis on this. Data shows overall enrollment declined about 4,000 students during this time. So it's going up, and there are fewer kids there. So part of the reason I'm doing this is for the part of the crowd that when we have a tragedy at school, and it happens in the morning or it happens after we're done, and we talk about it, and the texters say, not today. This is not, you can't talk about it today. So what are we doing? What is enough for school safety? Now, some might say, Dave, when we're talking 21 to 22, 200 firearms, including 150 handguns, when you consider the stunning amount of kids who have walked into a school facility since then, that it's still a small percentage. In fact, part of the story from the trip, too, give them credit. 2% of student disciplinary incidents in Minnesota schools involving since 2000 involve weapons. So it's not a huge amount. But who the hell is bringing a gun in anyway to school? Outside of what? To intimidate? To harm? They feel like they can, and they're completely absent-minded. What else do we have?
That's about it.
Right? So, do we need to have the metal detectors everywhere? Do we need to have the one entrance? Do we need to arm the teachers? Do we say in a society where guns are as commonplace as they are, that this number, while it's too high, is not as staggering as some other violent numbers we can think of? Let's pause on that, and I want your feedback. Mention if you want to give us another name for planet, you can. If you want to start offering up questions for the Attorney General when he joins on at 2:05, that works also. We will look at those periodically throughout the show and work in multiple when Keith Ellison does join us. And on this one, what is your reaction to, since the 21-22 year, 200 firearms, including 150 handguns, have been found in Minnesota schools? Outrageous, outlandish, inexcusable. We have to change. What are the likely changes? What is realistic too? What is practical? What is available with the financial challenges which are out there? What do you want to say? Calls are accepted, encouraged. Text the same way on the Harrigan Hotline, officially named the Harrigan Hotline. 651-461-9226.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What do we got today, Dave Harrigan?
Well, we're leading with the Avett brothers, tear down the house. We've got construction and renovation music today, thanks to Don and the changes happening with the new ballroom going to the White House.
Another reason why he's not going anywhere. He's not setting up the ballroom to say, well, I got it just for a year or so or whatever I got it for.
Hey, he loves America.
Yeah.
And what does America need more than a brand new massive ballroom at the White House?
You could make an argument that they could use a ballroom.
Absolutely.
Right? I don't know if it quite has to be as big as that is. The timing of it is rather idiotic when we got the whole government shut down. And I know we're hearing that it's all privately funded. Yeah. I want people to watch that all along.
What are you saying?
I want to know who's privately funding it. And I want to know if all of it really is privately funded. But that's another reason why when I see that ballroom, that is another reason why I think on February 1st, 2029, after doing something, whether insurrection act, something declaring martial law, I don't know what it is, but Donald John Trump is still going to be the president on February 1st, 2029. Somehow, some way, he is going to be.
All right.
What would you do about the guns at school? 200 over since 22, 23, 24.
Well, 200. 200 too many.
Yep.
The number should be zero.
Yep.
These kids that go to school shouldn't have access to guns to bring them to school, let alone be able to bring them to school. So, yes, obviously a change has to be made, because when you have one thing that goes sideways, like it did at Annunciation, that was a different situation, obviously.
Yep.
But a school shooting, it's a statewide tragedy. It's a national tragedy.
Now, here's a text. If the kid is taking the gun from parents into school, then the parents should be charged with a felony. Current law is only gross misdemeanor. That is a debate we have a lot on these episodes of violence. How much did the parents know? When did they know? Did they look the other way? Did they enable this behavior? And how, if possible, can you prove that in court? We had the case in Ohio maybe about a year ago when it seemed pretty clear that both parents were incredibly derelict, didn't even respond to requests from the school, mm-hmm. and then four kids were killed. Now, I don't know the percentage of these guns, unless I missed it in the story, percentage of these guns that were legally purchased by a mother, a father, a guardian. I don't know. Obviously, some of these kids are 18 when you're in high school. My gut tells me when we're talking the ones that are going to be used to intimidate or, God knows, used to harm, that plenty of these guns are from individuals other than their parents. But again, if you can show parents leaving weapons just laying around casually or allowing kids, underage kids, when this is illegal, to have guns, I'm not saying we're going to put them off the side. Obviously, I've said millions of times, it's really convenient for people just to automatically say, well, it's bad parenting. Sometimes it is. Absolutely, positively, unequivocally, it is. But come on, just be honest. We all have witnessed where parents are tremendous, go above and beyond what many parents do, and their kids still have struggles, or vice versa. Can think of a prime example right now where the kid is amazing and some of the influences around this kid are disastrous. So it sounds good. Also sounds good, too, that, you know, when we get folks, none of this ever happened in my day or none of my kids would have ever done it. Many parents are amazing. And many parents walk that line of discipline and empathy and love and working with the school. And others do that, and they're still screw-ups. Does Dave Harrigan, as now the czar of education,
thank you,
in the state of Minnesota, typical, we'll have a no czar protest next week against you. do you want to have metal detectors every entrance, every school in the state of Minnesota?
If it's possible, sure, but don't stop there. Because as we saw at Annunciation, that doesn't stop it. You know, that's one way, great, to protect the kids that are going into the school. But anything can happen from outside the school, certainly. A kid could bring a gun to the school, stop at the metal detector, or walk right in and open fire right there. So clearly more has to be done than just metal detectors, but that would be a great start, I guess, if we can afford it and figure out how to get it in every school. That's
it.
Yeah. Okay. That's, I mean, it. Our schools are so well funded.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about the Minneapolis situation with Susie. The story in where did I see it? Did I read the might have been one of the TV stations where the amount of districts the next few years who are headed for negotiations with their teachers. It's an enormous number.
Yeah. Minneapolis. We just did this.
Yeah. And, you know, my kids, we lived in Plymouth, the weirdest school district ever, where you have one school in Wayzata on like 700 in Plymouth, but we call it the Wayzata School District.
As it should be.
Even, I swear to God, I was dealing with some sort of referendum all the time, right? Everybody, seemingly, it comes up. And we can't just invent money. But yes, I would prefer that. The one entrance on schools where it's practical, sure. But again, I'll just go by Wayzata High School. Wayzata Community College. Wayzata University.
There's only like 300 kids there, right?
Or Eden Prairie or Minnetonka or the Lakevilles. You know, so some of these schools are enormous. And if your school hypothetically starts at 8, let's just go with that as a random number, they better start lining up kids at 5:30.
Yeah, get the buses there early.
You still need to get the kids actually in class. And so I'm for ideas. I'm also for we have to be realistic. Text your parents should be arrested every time after a school shooting. We need some proof, don't we? That the parents somehow were negligent.
I think let's start with investigating.
I mean,
find some negligence
first.
Are
we just going to say every time any kid is involved in nefarious behavior, we're not even going to find out if the parents were paying attention, trying hard, doing their best, and sometimes kids can be just awful. Sometimes it can be mental health. Sometimes it can be, you know, other issues they face. I mean, how many times has Brian O'Hara or Madeira Arredondo or Tim Dolan or Janae Harto talked about a harrowing situation where an underage kid shot someone and they say the parents are crushed, and if you knew the parents, you'd have empathy for them as opposed to saying they should be arrested.
Yeah.
That isn't to say there aren't other parents who absolutely right involved and absolutely should face charges, but just to say everyone, it sounds good.
Yeah, but it's a very different society. You know, the back in my day, this would never happen crowd.
Yeah.
This isn't back in your day. That's part of the problem.
All right, let's pause. Adam Carter. He is here for Ask Adam Anything. Let's get an onslaught of texts. Let's go to the opposite phone calls. Let's get it going for Adam Robert Carter. Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydrometrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
We didn't have a good time. We didn't have a very good time. We had a stupendous night.
Yeah.
Friday night.
Great time.
We started at the greatest pub on the planet, O'Donovan's. We came perilously close to staying.
You came perilously close to staying. I was adamant, even though the proprietor was trying to get us to stay by playing band on the radio. We'll just play it on the sound system.
Exactly.
It's as good as being there.
Exactly. Then, I don't know how, but we weren't shot 47 times.
No, we
walked
made it.
From one side
Took
of downtown.
Our lives in our hands.
Oh, my God. And then we get there, and it was Paul Bleeping McCartney.
Yeah.
And as we both said separately, and as we said there, first of all, he sounded pretty damn good.
I think so, too.
Right? Now, does he sound like 42-year-old Paul McCartney? Of course not. No. But you're at the Big Bank. You're there. He's 83. I'm there with a great friend. We're running into people. Even I didn't care about the seat situation.
I know. I could not believe that. And they were so nice to come back to us and
yes.
say, hey. And you were like, ah, it's all right.
Yeah. I was feeling the love, man.
Feeling the love.
Why do you think we had such a great time?
I think it was absolutely that concert. And just there was, I think, low expectations, too. I think we had really low expectations.
Yeah. It was also completely spur of the moment.
Spur of the moment.
Neither one of us was going to go, and then we started talking. I mean, my gal was on the other side, and she had said like 10 times, let's go. I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Been there twice. Did it.
Yep.
And we did miss the greatest singular sporting event ever.
Yes.
But we made the right decision.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it. All right. I'd like to ask both Adam and Chad, what was your favorite McCartney song or any song that he played at the concert? There are a lot of good ones. I mean, you just mentioned Band on the Run.
Band on the Run is a great song.
Band on the Run, I mean, I laugh at people when they put Wings of the Beatles. I mean, this guy's not going to hold this against me forever. That right away, you know, when you're asked a song, did you cite the Beatles? No, you didn't cite the Beatles. Blackbird was spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
Hey Jude was great. There were, you know, all the Lennon stuff in the background, all the Beatles stuff. You know,
something when he's on the ukulele that George gave him.
Yeah, that was pretty good. The storytelling was tremendous, right?
Yes.
It was all very well done. Adam, do you remember the first time you met Chad, and what was your first impression of him?
Well, was here.
I don't know.
First time I met you, I used to listen to you when I'd drive into work. I remember that. Thinking, this clown sucks, I'll tell you that. Well, if this guy can be on the air. I don't remember this first time.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either, but it was pretty clear that we clicked, and when I was filling in, big money, just really big money. I think it was for the final two pieces of bread in a loaf of bread. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And you also had to pay for the union. I'm like, I'm losing money doing this.
You should have been like Heinze. Heinze, when he would fill in, he brought in his own sponsors. It was great.
Oh, trust me. I was told that many, many times.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you know, I started thinking this guy's good. We had fun, and, you know, it worked out great. Yep. Until you backstabbed us and left us,
yeah.
You know? Any buck movement yet in your deer hunting area?
I'm going up this weekend to do a little prep work, so hopefully we'll see some.
How much prep do you have to do?
Not too much. It depends on if, like, you've had storms come through over the year and knock trees down, and you get trees you got to cut off paths and things, but not typically too much prep, thankfully.
651-461-9226.
Although we did have a guy who hunts in our camp, has the trail cams up, and he had two nice, big mature whitetail bucks sparring on his camera.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
How did he feel about that?
That gets the excitement going.
Yeah. Or does it feel like a missed opportunity?
Oh, no.
No.
Because you know they're in the area and they'll come back.
You know that. Let's see. Adam, what's your guilty comfort food that you might be embarrassed to admit? Come on, tell us. We won't tattle to the wife. I don't know if we use the word tattle.
No, on a she tattle. Buys the stuff. It's stuff that I wouldn't eat unless she bought it.
A lot of finger pointing here.
But you know what it
Dave,
is
what
lately?
Do you think about this
she
finger?
Buys those little... those Hostess donuts, you know, the little donuts, the mini donuts.
The chocolate or the powdered sugar?
A chocolate.
I prefer the chocolate.
Mini
too.
Chocolate donuts, yes. John Belushi style.
Yeah, cigarette in the hand, my training regimen.
Little
but
chocolate
boy,
donuts.
Those are, and she just bought some last night, and I'm like, oh, man, I got to have the little chocolate donuts. And I'll, you know, there's three of them in the pack, and I'll have one, and then I'll keep the pack in there, and I'm, who am I kidding? Go back, get the second, go back, get the third one.
I know. When my insomnia, I'm like sitting there and I go,
oh, yeah.
God, I got those Trader Joe's dark chocolate.
Isn't that crazy how you're laying in bed and you think of something and it's like you have to go get it then?
You'd like a little joy, right?
Yes.
All right, let's talk about The Diplomat. We're not going to give everything away. You are how many episodes through?
Just one.
I'm four. Michelle better get her butt over tonight because I'm ready to cheat. So I love the Americans. Mm-hmm. I've established that many times, convinced you to eventually watch the Americans.
Yep.
The Americans, for me, is one of the two or three most underrated shows of the last 30, 40 years. I would say I like the first season of The Diplomat. I like the second season even better. And I am liking this one even
oh, really?
Better.
Oh, wow.
I am. Because
that's high praise.
High praise. There's a big switcheroo, which we'll hold off maybe a week on the big switch. Or should we just say it right now? We could give spoiler alert.
I've only seen one episode.
Okay. Big spoiler alert. Yeah, but you saw the spoiler alert.
Oh, okay.
It's so good because Rufus Sewell is phenomenal. And she's just the real deal. Kerry Russell is just so damn good. They play well off each other. Alice and Janney adding her, all the side characters, the fact it's serious, ominous, funny. I feel like it's even more funny this year.
Okay.
It's real world. We learn about their history. It's a great show,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
For somebody who's unaware of it, What would bring him in?
Just if you're like, international intrigue, and
mm-hmm.
if you're a fan of spy thrillers,
yeah,
I mean it's got all that
and family relatable yes. issues
yep.
with a couple where she is completely tired of him.
Yep.
91% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have their moments.
They have to be together, though.
Right?
For...
What is your, Adam Carter, 651-461-9226, what is your favorite SNL skit of all
oh,
time?
Boy. Wow.
Wow, that's a tough one. Now, I mentioned the other day, well, yesterday, because they brought Domingo out again.
Yeah.
To me, Domingo's the best skit they've been doing the last 3-4 years. Now, it's not my number one all time.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
A couple come to mind. You can't go wrong with Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
Yeah, I knew you'd go with your guy.
But I'll tell you, of the last probably 20 years, the skit, it's Seth MacFarlane is the host, and he does the puppet class where these guys, people make their own puppet.
Yes.
And then they come to life. Bill Hader in that is just tremendous.
Where is he right now? Where is Bill Hader? He wasn't at the 50th. I don't think he's got anything coming out. We need more Bill Hader.
Is Barry over?
Barry's over.
Okay.
Yeah. And he was great in that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where is Bill Hader? Bring him back. All right, we'll get to Mike. Other texters, let's get more calls, more texts. 651-461-9226 when it's raining out. Maybe your default is not water, but I made the commitment the other day. I'm drinking even more water. And I'm lucky when I'm at my house because I drink the phenomenal Connecticut drinking water system. And I'm going to tell you right away. Right now, you can save up to 25%. On the best drinking water system out there. You've heard me talk about it here on the station. You heard me talk about it on the fan. You heard Dave talk about it forever. There are many people who talk about it because we believe in it. And because the company's so good, so reliable, so available, and multifaceted. I say that because your utility room, they can help you out with that furnace. If you need to crank on that furnace today, yeah, reach out to Aquarius. How about that water softener? For your shower, your baths, your washing machine, your dishwasher. But you've been intrigued about this Connecticut drinking water system. And why not just eliminate the worry about how the water is where you live? Reach out, AquariusHomeServices.com. They've been around since 1987, earning the right to be recommended. I have been a customer since 1993. Save big money right now. Get that Connecticut drinking water system from Aquarius. Mike in Minneapolis, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. You're on with Ask Adam Anything.
Hey, Adam. You've been talking a lot about bad, horrible sports parents the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. And it made me wonder, how do the Vikings handle people like J.J. McCarthy's dad stalking the sidelines because they're not putting him in?
Yes. Text in KOC. Hey, come on. That'd be tough.
That'd be a heck of an element if the players' parents in the NFL were just patrolling the sidelines.
Well, we've had some overzealous professional sports. God, Lamar Ball comes to mind, right?
Yeah. Marv Marinovich. Yeah. Christian Leitner's mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's
a handful?
Yeah. Oh, a handful. That is correct. So was he. So yeah. it was no surprise. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Chad, have you ever watched Tulsa King with Sylvester Stallone? I have not.
I watched the first season. It was pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yep. Just one of those, though, that I just haven't continued.
And he is successful in other areas. He's running and ends up in Tulsa. Is that the kind of concept?
He's a mob guy who I think runs afoul of a family, and they send him to Tulsa to be a mob boss in Tulsa.
Okay.
Obviously a demotion, but he makes the best of it.
And somebody wants to know if you're still watching Love Boat episodes.
Haven't watched Love Boat in a while.
What's happened?
We're back on Benidorm.
I didn't know what that is.
Benidorm is...
I thought you were going to Benadryl. I mean, we're back on Benadryl.
Yeah, we fall asleep really early. Benidorm, I don't know. I can't even remember how Jen and I discovered Benidorm.
Yeah.
But it is a cheeky British comedy. In the 2000s into the 2010s.
Anybody other than the Brits, cheeky.
We have other words for it, but I think the Brits have them. But right. It's this Spanish resort, and it's funny, but like old school.
Yeah. And I'm a callback to a Major Garrett interview last week. What one celebrity would you allow in your house multiple hours per day? That was actually Majors. So when Majors sold his house to Diane Keaton, they wrote this agreement where they needed to find a place. So there was like, was it like 2 months, 3 months, something like that?
It was 3 months.
3 months where
they leased it back to her, basically.
They would find a place, but she could come over like 10 to 15 hours a week.
Wow.
While they were living at the house. Okay, so you need to pick one celebrity. You and Jen have sold the house. There's a lease agreement. You're going to take the full 3 months. This individual he or she is at your house 10 to 15 hours.
Gordon Ramsay or Bobby Flay, somebody can come over and whip something up.
Not Gordon Ramsay. He's screaming at you all the time.
That's kind of fun, though.
Oh, I'm sure you would handle that well by the third
as long
day.
As he's not serious about it.
Oh, Gordy.
He's got to be screaming if it's the bit.
Do you ever watch Hot Ones, the series Hot Ones?
Yes.
With Sean, what's his name? Sean something?
Sean.
It's a great concept, and but the Gordon Ramsay episode might be the best one.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Was he just perspiring?
Yes, it's so
was good. He swearing?
Yes.
The Conan one ended up getting, I think, the most pub.
Yeah.
Right? Because how he was handling it. Okay, some people offering up some sketches too. Tina Fey as Sarah Palin. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It was pretty because you also had Amy Poehler as Hillary. And then you had Sarah Palin actually there that one time. Word association with Chevy Chase and Richard Pryor. That goes back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that, again, is Chevy's such a loathsome individual. It allowed mm-hmm. Richard to be angry. And the words were good enough, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Could they do that skit today?
I don't think so.
Do you?
Oh, they get away with a lot on Weekend Update.
That's fair. They do. Bargatze as George Washington. What have they done this now? Three times
yes.
or so? It's pretty damn good. Adam, put in order what you would like to do most to least. Kentucky Derby, Daytona 500, Fish Concert, Stanley Cup, and the Wilder in the Stanley Cup. So again, Derby, let's just go Fish is one. Okay, Fish is one.
No. I'd take the Kentucky Derby over Fish. I've seen Fish 18 times.
Yeah, on that Benadryl now?
Pass one time.
Yeah, all right.
Kentucky
so,
Derby.
This is where, remember when he was like the hockey guy on this show? And now I watch like five times more wild mm-hmm. hockey than you do.
Yeah. He loves playing the ponies.
The Derby, Daytona, Fish, Stanley Cup. So what's second?
Wild in the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
Or just Stanley Cup finals.
So then Daytona.
Then Fish, then Daytona.
Okay. Yeah. Why did NASCAR the last 4 or 5 years drop when they were so incredibly popular for
know.
A long time, right?
Of course, Indy 500 I put way up there. Just, I don't know that stock car racing is.
Adam, Linda was a very common girl's name in the 70s. In Minnesota, how many girls under the age of 20 have that name? I say one. Over, under. Linda. Yeah.
And not many. I'll say over one, but not many.
Dave?
Probably under 10.
What's happened to the Lindas of the world?
They're still probably more popular with the younger generation like than like an Ethel.
Or like Linda with L-Y-N-D-A.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the Suchi Boy situation here. Do we have an Ethel under the Ethel. Age of 20? How about under the age of 30?
I would bet under the age of 5, there are
yes,
some
I bet you
Ethels.
That's come back a couple
Has
times.
Has it come back a
yeah,
little
bet
bit?
I bet there's some parents that, oh, that's such a good, cute little name.
There's no doubt Susie is cheeky. Would you call Susie?
She's cheeky.
Cheeky?
Yeah.
She is cheeky. Do you have your Winging It Wednesday? We got to 50 here.
Not
have your
yet.
Winging It Wednesday.
You got one for me?
I'll think of it. I don't have one offhand right now. Dave, you got a Winging It right now?
Something about cheekiness?
I usually don't have one offhand until 9:08.
9:08?
Turning the microphone on.
And then you go with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like it, too.
I know.
It's very disappointing. It's very disappointing. Thank you, sir.
You betcha.
You betcha. Don't forget Keith Ellison, about 1:10. If you could ask Keith Ellison one question, what is it? 651-461-9226.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.